This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. This is a weekly exercise courtesy of some important professionals in the world of talk radio. News talk radio is the focus. And with us to discuss the charts that have been provided to us by Talkers Magazine this week is one Joe Crummy, who has a podcast, an audio podcast. It's called Evil Thoughts. The most recent one has to do with North Korea and Guam and who's going to get blown up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Will it be all fire and fury? That conversation we can have perhaps during the course of our get-together today. Also joining us is broadcast professional Victoria Keelan, who is a part of the DJV show, which all these people are connected to me in one way or another, by hip or by crick, instead of hook or crook, right? Hip, yeah, I get it. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington always has something to say. I wanted to use that line because, Richie, you may have heard me use this before. It's been said about me that I always have something to say when there's nothing to be said.
You are the king of having something to say when there is nothing to be said.
I'm in the right place.
Right, and many times you will sing those somethings to say when there's nothing to be said.
I sing when there's nothing to be sung.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to start our discussion, which will last through the balance of this hour, by going through the charts for this week. It's the week of August 7th to the 11th. 10 items, as usual, have been scored by the research listening to radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country that are running this format. So then we have the list of people, and most of them are related to the stories. But as far as the stories are concerned, number 10, nothing unusual about our discussions. Many people love to talk about what's going on in sports. So, therefore, especially with the beginning of the NFL season, Patriots lost to the Jaguars, right?
Yeah, Redskins lost to the Ravens.
It's a new world order, Richie, in sports. All right, so anyway, did you see?
One interesting conversation I had about football this week.
What, Richie? What one interesting conversation?
Yeah, please tell us what was it.
The football, the NFL, of course, being greedy and wanting to extend the season so they can get more money, which I would be good. There was an idea thrown around where they, the thought is, players can only play 16 games if they extend the season to 18 games. Yeah. So it would be a little bit like baseball where you'd have to figure out where to sit your quarterback, where to sit your receivers, where to sit your best linemen. And some buddies of mine and I were discussing that back and forth through social media this week, and we just thought it was kind of a fun idea to add to football. So extend the season to 18 games, gives us all more football, right? What's not to like? And then
very exciting.
It adds a little bit of just strategy,
a little drama,
strategery in the game and the planning and the coaching of it.
So you have to have another quarterback that you want to use, right?
You would having a second quarterback would be key, because otherwise you're just throwing those two games away.
Yeah. Wow.
Neat.
If it means more screen time for Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm down with it.
The sexist side of things.
There you go.
That's not sexist. I'm celebrating
his sexiness.
All right. So before we leave this, I would like Victoria to bring us up to snuff on the baseball parks where you get food. The parks that are the cleanest, the parks that are the dirtiest, where you want to buy a hot dog and where you don't want to buy a hot dog.
Oh, I know. Did you guys see this story this week?
But let me guess. Wrigley and Fenway are the dirtiest.
No, Fenway is the second cleanest.
Really?
This was based on food safety. So this isn't necessarily the overall cleanliness, but it's food safety. So Fenway was number two. Number one was Safeco, where the Seattle Mariners play.
Sure.
The worst was the Tropicana down
not
in
surprised.
Florida.
Not surprised. Not
that
surprised.
That had something like 200, I don't have it in front of me right now, but they had like 264 violations.
A lot of people complained. Very good.
Like live rodents being visible, insects, food not held at the right temperature, people not practicing cleanliness, you know, washing hands and accepting money and things like that.
It's still owned by that guy that owns the largest trash refuse company in the country.
No, you're talking about Wazenga.
Yeah. Yeah, Wayne Wazenga or whatever.
No, I don't think so. I think that's gone.
Wayne Wazenga, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Him too. Yeah.
But it was sort of surprising that down at the way, way bottom was Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
yep. In Baltimore, the Oriole Park was really bad. Dodger Stadium was really bad, too. It was surprising. It was very eye-opening. They ranked all 28 ballparks, so... I think your Nationals, Rich, were somewhere in maybe around in the high teens. Okay. So it wasn't the worst, but it wasn't
Well,
great
Yankees,
either.
We have standards. We just do, all right? And I'm surprised you're surprised.
We just don't keep them. That's all. The standards.
We have standards. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's easy for me to declare that the Yankees suck.
Well, that's easy for everybody.
Well, you know what? That's because you're intimidated by us. I mean, that's your problem. You know what I'm talking about? We don't care. We don't care. I mean, you guys are all sweaty about it, but we don't care.
I also just think it's hilarious that the one person here who would never go to a game. I know, but the one person here who would never go to a game is Doug. And so he's got the cleanest
thing. I've gone to a baseball game with Doug. I went to a Nationals game with Doug.
Yeah. Right.
You dragged him.
I've been to it.
No. He actually, it was his idea.
Wow.
He had a date with him. And, he paid for the tickets.
All right.
Anytime you want to go to a game, Doug, let me know.
All right. Number nine. The Netflix and Disney, this whole scam is pretty scary. Victoria, once again, I'm going to put her in the driver's seat here because she's pretty good when it comes to technology. And how it is that these people are able, not only with Netflix, isn't it HBO?
This is something different. This is Disney saying they're pulling all of their movies from Netflix.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah.
They're going to start their own streaming service just for Disney movies.
Right.
But Disney has a big enough catalog that makes sense for them. They don't need Netflix.
Right.
Go ahead. I think they should be broken up. I think it's too big of a company. I've heard rumors they have their own Air Force now, and this has got to stop.
Yeah, stop it now. Burbank will become the capital of California if we're not careful. All right, so let's do the hack thing, because I think that's a good sub-story here in terms of what people who are trying to wait for the Game of Thrones to end or whatever. I did my best to spoil the end of House of Cards, because now Frank Underwood is out. For those of you who didn't know, he's no longer the president, and his wife killed her lover. All right? How's that?
Man.
The
season I was watching, he's still a congressman.
No, really? You're way behind.
Why'd you ruin it for me?
Way behind.
Doug loves ruining it.
All right. So what about the hack, though?
Well, the hack is still an ongoing investigation with the FBI.
What hack?
The HBO hack.
Okay.
Game of Thrones it was specifically targeted, and they don't really what they're dealing with right now is the emails. They're trying to figure out if the hackers have personal emails, if they have what type of information they got from internal data from HBO.
I think they got everybody's home number, didn't they? Weren't they putting the House of Thrones or Game of Thrones stars' home phone numbers? I saw that.
Yeah, there's a lot to this. This is seven times larger than the Sony hack from a few years ago. So it's a big deal.
Well,
so
Richie, you asked the right question. For those who may not know it, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, or even if you're not, these people the hacksters have come in and they've gotten a hold of episodes, and they want to get paid off by HBO so that they won't release. But I think they've already released some of the stuff. Without being paid, right?
They did, yeah. They have spoilers that they've released. So I'm guessing you're one of the hackers, because you love spoilers.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a hacker. All right, let's see here. We have up next, Taylor Swift gets groped. Film at 11. Or maybe not, but in the meantime, most everybody knows that story, so we'll get to it in a matter of moments. Right now, the story focuses on you and your health. You're about eating clean. I know you are. You don't want added sugars. You don't want processed food. You want to better your health. That's why. And if you're, by the way, if you drink a cup of coffee in the morning, this is a message for you as well. Never mind Starbucks and the $5 that you have to pay for a cup of coffee. But if you want that added boost of energy, healthy, pure, natural energy, no added sugars, no chemicals, no caffeine, nothing, you'll reach for Super Beets. Super Beets is all organic. It is vegan. You get the benefit of three whole beets in every teaspoon and every capsule, and the Neo 40 capsules, same thing. You put them in your mouth, they dissolve instantly. Your body's going to feel that charge because the nitric oxide in the beets opens up your artery. So your arteries are going to be able to carry the blood much better, much faster, with more pressure into your muscles, into your brain, into every myocardial part of your body. So sign up now. This is the really best way of you dealing with that slump in the late afternoon. I know Richie goes through. Richie's on these. Victoria's on these. Joe hasn't made the cut yet. All right. So blood flow, healthy circulation. This is a way for you to keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. The secret to supporting healthy circulation, you can find at the other end of 800-655-4183. That's the number to call in and get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Try it. You'll like it, as the old ad went. 800-655-4183. Free supply, 30-day supply, plus free delivery with your first order. DougLikesBeets.com. You want to go there online. That's a cool place to get information and to order. Either DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets or 800-655-4183.
Hurricane season is just gearing up.
The first thing to understand about a hurricane is that these storms will happen. If you live in a state from Texas to Maine along the coastline, you're vulnerable to a hurricane. You have to ask yourself, how can I recover faster? Now, insurance will be there. It'll help families and businesses recover. But if you're able to spend the time to prepare and plan and make yourself more resilient, you'll be in a better place. In fact, studies show that for every dollar spent, you'll save $4 on recovery.
More at iii.org.
Studies show you remember notes in blue over black ink.
And if that pen breaks, OxyClean to the rescue. OxyClean versatile stain remover uses the power of oxygen to lift tough stains out.
And some tricks to get kids to eat veggies.
Hidden Valley Simply Ranch, no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors, makes a great snack dip for veggies, chicken fingers, and more.
For playground scrapes, update that medicine cabinet.
I like Boron's calendula cream because it's homeopathic, economic, and it tackles cuts, scrapes, and other skin wounds.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, so Taylor Swift says this disc jockey grabbed her bare ass and assaulted her. A definite grab, a long grab. Did you have to hit that, Richie? I think you can.
No, I let it go.
Okay.
You said the A word. Oh, my God.
I did. So the number 8 item this week is the Taylor Swift groping case, in which a drunk disc jockey stuck his hand up her skirt. And so she's suing him for $1 because he sued her. He lost his job because of all this, because she complained, so he sued her, and she's suing him back again. And I'm betting she's going to win. I put my money on her in this particular.
My lawyers are bigger than yours.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Plus, it's a long grab, Richie. 21 at the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now 23 and change after the hour, you're listening to an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine as part of their countdown efforts every week. We have four broadcast professionals. I'm including myself in that list. Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden from the Good Day program, and Joe Crummy, who's on his own. He's on an island. He's down in Catalina. So I make sure that he...
We do the podcast every day from what apparently is going to be ground zero. Okay, so I want some points for this when we get
ground zero. You mean when Kim Jong-un shoots his rocket?
That's right. He's threatening L.A. and we don't. So we take it personally. So
that's on the list here. We'll get to that in a little bit. The number we've done number 10, sports talk radio, the Netflix streaming, Disney's taking back their product. Number 9, Taylor Swift gets groped and is going to win that court case. Even the station manager at the station where that guy works said he did it. So, you know, goodbye.
Yeah, you're done.
Number 7, Eric Bolling being suspended from Fox. Subtext to that, Jeffrey Lord getting suspended from CNN. These things so annoy me, I'm not even going to talk about it. I give you the opportunity, all of you, to have your discussion. But these people, these self-serving blowhards, get paid to go on and throw mud against the wall or grenades in the room or whatever it is. It's a complete and utter waste of time. I can't even begin to find people in my life who have so little to do with their time that they watch these idiots just gab and say nothing.
I mean, there is an absolutely focused attack on conservative television, and George Soros is behind it. And they are successfully disassembling Fox. They're trying to go after Sean Hannity, but Sean Hannity's not a lech.
Pretty squeaky clean.
Yeah, he's not a lech, so they're not going to be able to get him on anything.
Soros focusing on the lecherism, and that's how...
Well, it's just easy. I mean, he finds Bill O'Reilly has been harassing women.
Right.
What? He framed him?
What's that?
He framed O'Reilly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the one who creates the campaign and then supports it. Yes, but he did it.
Well, O'Reilly handed them a loaded gun.
Frame him?
You notice Soros isn't going after anybody at MSNBC. or CNN.
Rachel Maddow, is she sexually active with anybody there?
Wouldn't know because Soros wants her there. So
I see.
That's my tinfoil.
But Eric Bolling is denying all of it. And what are the charges that he has sent a picture of his thing to somebody unsolicited, right? And they're going to have to prove that. He says no. And he's launched a lawsuit.
Who's he suing?
Fox? He's suing the writer at the Huffington Post, I think, and not the Huffington Post. And apparently that is significant. I had to think that one through. But the writer stands by the story. Bolling
so Huffington Post is an aggregator. Where did the story originate?
It was a writer. No, seriously, a writer.
Really?
That's my understanding. Yeah, somebody who writes for the Huffington Post. I could be wrong, Doug, but
the story originated there.
Well, the Huffington Post is the left to the Drudge on the right. And Drudge doesn't create his own stuff. He just aggregates stuff, and I think Huffington Post, for the most part, does the same thing on the left. So, Jeffrey Lord, same thing with him. He's an incompetent professor, but maybe they're
He's not a sexist. He's a Nazi.
Yeah, he's a Nazi. Right.
He's a Hitler guy.
He said Sieg Heil.
You can't say that. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know we're not allowed to say that now. Even know that.
But why would you say anything like that? And this
because you're mocking somebody. Who is saying, hey, you know, there's only one point of view here, and this is what it is, and everybody else shut up. And you go, oh, Sieg Heil. Like, that's what he was doing. And he got canned for it.
Huh. Which is ridiculous.
All right.
I think so, too, but Doug does not.
All but he's a right winger on CNN,
here's what I think.
Everybody simmer down.
I'm just trying to figure out what there is about people's lives that these folks have any impact or import at all, no matter whether you're watching CNN or you're watching MSNBC or you're watching Fox. Why? Why? What are you watching it for? What is it? How does it make your day better to listen to all that drivel? That would be my question. The 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news and published reports, it appears Cadillac are going to axe a bunch of vehicles. What is going away? The XTS, the CTS, and the ATS will be phased out. Instead, Cadillac will be concentrating on CUVs, SUVs, hybrids, and electrics. What will Cadillac be producing? The CT5, which will appeal to drivers in the 35,000 to 40,000 range, and its big brother, the CT6, will soldier on. Rappers can breathe a sigh of relief. The Escalade will still be made. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is free. Enjoy it while it lasts. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy.
I bought a ticket.
You did? How much you pay? Where's my
bucks?
Money? Huh? Really?
I want my money back.
All right, so the stories that are on the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine, that's the focus in this hour every week. Those of us who are seasoned broadcast professionals have ideas, we have thoughts. Joe's, you can get by going to his daily podcast. We'll get to some of the things that he's done this week. Some of the people think Joe's a little cracked. But
you think, who would say that?
I don't think he's a little cracked.
I'm cracked. I'm evil.
I think he's a lot cracked.
He's a lot cracked.
I'm cracked. I'm evil.
All right, so let's get to the next item. Number 6 on the countdown has to do with how well Wall Street is doing. And the economy in general, despite all of the hoopla this week, Some of the markets around the world got soft after Trump said we were going to, what's the fire and fury?
Fire and fury.
Yeah, we will meet you with fire and fury.
Yeah.
The likes of which the world has never known before. Right. Don't forget that caveat.
No. Right. Okay. So that shook up the markets a little bit. But generally speaking, Dow Jones over 22,000. Great time to have your 401k invested in things that are service-oriented. Imagine people who bought Amazon stock or Google stock or Facebook stock or any of these stocks when they were early on. And then you look around. If you got somebody who's really good at understanding the markets, look for the subsets, the companies that are supporting these bigger companies are the ones to invest in. Although you can still make a buck, but it takes a lot to get into Amazon. What is it, $1,000 a share now, I think, or something like that?
Probably close
to that, yeah.
Yeah, so people.
I talked to my neighbor who was going to sell cash out his 401k when Trump got elected. I'm going to see if he actually did that.
Why? That'd be the dumbest thing to do.
Oh, he was sure everything was going to crash.
But Trump is Hitler. Remember that. So you want to save your money.
Right. Yes, exactly. All right. Let's see. What is, by the way, the evil thought that you have on it's Joe Crummy After Dark. What did you subject your listeners to on that podcast?
Crummy After Dark. Well, we subject you to more entertainment than you have a right to expect.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that.
Don't be a wise guy.
What really goes on there? Come on.
Well, the Joe Crummy After Dark is the one we do on weekends to get you through. It's a little laid back than the normal one. And we play a little music on that little guitar.
You
hear me perform.
You got your guitar with you today?
See?
I could grab it if you really want.
Yeah, I think that's part of your entertainment quotient value.
That's exactly right.
All right. Meaning... no disrespect to anybody else. Richie, by the way, is a pretty good guitarist, too. But I did ask you one day to play the guitar in the air, and I think we were all quite impressed. It was before your time.
That was my ukulele, because I don't keep a left-handed guitar here at the studio. So the guys have right-handed guitars here, so I've never been able to play. But I do have my ukulele here, so.
I'm down with hearing some ukulele.
Why? Yeah. Hold on a second. Why do you have to have a left-handed versus right-handed guitar? Why can't you just turn it upside down?
Because then all the strings would be upside down, which I can do, but it's very limited.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize you were that talented, Rich. I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. If you could pull a Hendrix, just play it upside down.
Right, he can do that. He just turn up the electric amp and just scream, let it scream.
Doesn't sound like Hendrix when I do it, but I can do it.
I can do it, too. But it's nothing you want to listen to. Right, exactly. I definitely can do it.
All sounds the same. Number five. The White House war on leaks. What is left to be said about that? I don't, unless you're watching House of Cards, there are all kinds of leaks there. That, by the way, I mentioned that a couple of times. That there are so many things that follow what's going on in the real world in that script, it really makes it that much more entertaining. At any rate, I don't know that this is I haven't seen or heard anything this week. There's any different than last week. Anybody got anything new on the war on leaks or the focus on leaks?
Well, I think it's telling that there weren't leaks there. And I also think it's really interesting, at least this week, announced they busted or tried to bust Paul Manafort 3 weeks ago or whatever it was. What I think is significant about that is there haven't been any leaks. If there was anything good they got, I'm sure it would have been leaked.
Hmm. There you go.
There ain't no leaks.
If Trump wants to survive, he's got to fix this, though.
Yeah,
he's just getting stabbed every day.
Isn't the new fellow in charge? Isn't he doing?
Yep,
his best to fix that.
We'll see. Yeah. Yep. Mm.
All right, number four, the Valley, the I think this started with Google, Silicon Valley, and the sexist. Who's surprised at this? The people who start these companies, not that Americans aren't capable of it, but the two. Isn't it a Russian? Where do these guys come from? One of them's a Russian who started Google. Who's the other one?
The other one meaning what company?
There's two guys that started Google.
There's the Indian guy.
This is pretty much a Google, or at least it started on a Google. Now everybody's looking to see if it's the situation elsewhere on these campuses. But these people come from cultures. Many of them, Zuckerberg's an American. And so maybe because I saw... But what I thought I saw was that Google was the main focus of this, and these two guys, one of them is a Russian, the other is an Indian, if I'm not mistaken, that's where the culture is sexist.
Yeah.
So they, right? I mean, is there,
I mean, a lot of women have come forward working at various companies. It's not just Google, but yeah. A lot of women have come forward, you know, with documentation that they're doing the same job and being paid less. And that's where this all started, really, with the Google thing, is because mm-hmm. they're a government contractor. The government has gone to audit all of their payroll and found that they claim they were paying everyone equally, but they're not. So that's where it all really started, and then it kind of snowballed from there.
Sleaze. The sleaze factor. Number three on the countdown, working your way to number one, the feud among the advisors in the White House. Is this something that started on the first day, or did it start even before that? I'm not sure that the Trump in this way, you know, I give him a lot of credit because he's done well in business, and he is getting, you know, I think he's one of these people, okay, look over here in my right hand, I have this shiny ball. Follow that, and over here my left hand is getting things done. But in this case, it seems to me he's not a great leader, scratch leader. He's not a great administrator. There's too much of this stuff going on. There's too much turmoil and uproar. It's okay in the private business sector where you're held accountable, period. But then in this circumstance, it just sees we're paying for all of this.
Well, and he's also used to doing business with a sledgehammer, which works in New York in the real estate business, but right. It doesn't work inside the Beltway when you're trying to get something through Congress. So he's learning.
Yeah. You know, I like what he was doing with Mitch McConnell this week, the same thing he did with the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
Yeah,
I mean, that he's doing that.
I think a good bit of sledgehammer negotiations need to be done here in Washington. But, you know, there's certain points where you need finesse, and he's got to learn that as well.
Yeah. Well, Mitch McConnell's an old fossil. He needs to hit the road, and then you have somebody.
Right. I mean, you think about it. You know, it's funny. I was watching. I don't know how much time we have here, but I mean, I was just looking at it, and I was thinking about it last night. These Republicans have had 7 years screaming and yelling about we got to repeal and impale Obamacare. And they get their chance. I mean, they had their total chance on it. They couldn't get it done. And I think Trump is right to call this guy out and go, hey, you're the leader of the Senate. You've got the Senate. You've got the House. You've got the presidency. I've got the pen. I'm ready to sign it. You couldn't get it done. Now, and you missed by one vote. Now get back there and get to work and stop it.
Well,
so I'm an angry man. I'm an angry man.
There's an interesting line in House of Cards. I keep using this as an example because it's fresh in my mind, using various things from this season's House of Cards. But there's a reference in one of the episodes to, as you just said, getting things done and why people vote the way they do. It's never that you're told. The line is something along the lines, you're not told how to vote, but you're told what will happen to you if you don't vote that way. And is it, right? So
that's a good quote.
Yeah. It is when you.
And I was wondering that just last week when the healthcare negotiations failed. Why can't they just walk up to these guys and say, listen, if you ever want to be able to do anything while you're in office for the next few years until you lose your next election because we won't support you, get on board.
Yeah. I think they do that.
But yet it didn't work.
It doesn't work. If they do it,
well, it depends on, you know, the people that do you have that leverage or not. They apparently didn't have that leverage with Susan Collins in Maine, who is a total rhino anyway.
What's wrong with that? I'm a rhino. I'm not even a rhino anymore. I don't want to be a rhino.
Right, you're not even a rhino. I mean, no, rhino means fake-o, okay?
Oh, come on. That's insulting. Just because it doesn't go along the lines of what you think a Republican whack job is all about, then they're all bad. Rockefeller Republicans, Bill Weld, who is a governor of Massachusetts, a fabulous job, is a great Republican. I wish he'd have run.
I liked him a lot. He would have had my vote.
With that other whack job from Gary,
Gary Johnson,
Bill Weld would be a fabulous. Bill Weld and Bloomberg would make a wonderful president, vice president
combination. That was my dream team.
Get things doing. Yeah, and people on both sides could go for
him. Both sides, say it.
Yeah,
right. My Republican friends who voted for Trump and are still happy that they voted for Trump all say if Bloomberg ran, he would have had their vote.
Yeah. You have Republican friends? I'm surprised to hear that.
I am in the minority, mostly.
I would have voted for him.
He's not a Republican,
though. Sure.
I mean, I know you like him, but he's not really a Republican.
You get down to the Hillary factor, and most people wanted They didn't know what Trump's real deal was. They knew what Hillary's was, and they didn't want anything to do with her.
The baggage was just too much, and they went the other way.
Well, Trump isn't a Republican. He's not.
He's a Democrat. Right. He is.
He's acting a lot like a Republican.
Actually, he's a rhino. Get that, Joe. Trump is a rhino.
Well, yeah, you know what? Touche on that. I think he's apolitical. If Hillary had been a Republican, he would have run as a Democrat.
So Hillary was asexual and he was apolitical. Okay.
Nice.
45 past the hour. Trump and Trump and more Trump as we finish off our look at the discussion of the stories that are on the Talkers top 10 list this week.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate. Available on the 2017 Ford Escape lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Did you know that 1 in 3 family pets will get lost? Microchips don't replace a tag and collar, but they can make a big difference when it comes to getting your pet back. Gidget the dog from Pittsburgh was found more than 2,500 miles away in Portland, Oregon, thanks to a microchip. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association encourages you to make sure your pets are microchipped and to check their information on August 15th as part of National Check the Chip Day. Here's Dr. John Howe of Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
We have scanners that will pick up all 3 or 4 brands of chips, and it's just great because if you lose your dog, it's just the biggest heartache in the world, or other pet or cat. We microchip a lot of things, horses even, so it's great if you can have somebody check that and get it returned to the owner.
Today's Microchip Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn how microchipping increases your pet's chances of returning home if lost. That's avma.org.
All right, so we have a couple of minutes to finish this off. Joe and Victoria and Richie and I are very thankful you're listening to this. Thank you very much for your attention. The Russian investigation, I don't think there's anything new there, but the North Korean thing, the targeting of Guam or Hawaii or Washington or Seattle or whatever, who really is foolish enough to think that even if the missiles were launched that they'd get anywhere? I don't even...
They wouldn't get 10 feet off the ground before they get shot down.
They get shot down. So what are we getting into this whole royal...
Unless we missed them.
Well, we have so many anti-ballistic missiles, Richie. They shoot one and miss it, they shoot another one. Within seconds, you're right. And they know, as a matter of fact, it seemed like they were talking about starting to shoot them down now.
The thing is, though, it's not just about shooting down the missiles. if war breaks out, Seoul, South Korea is going to get nailed, and you're talking about 100,000 casualties in the first day anyway. I mean, that's the issue there.
Here's the two things.
Not so much us.
China, on their state-run news agency, said that if the North Koreans were to start something, that they would not get involved. But if the United States and South Korea were to start something, they would have to get involved. So China has kind of taken sides. So I will be looking at every single label of everything I buy for the next 6 months and making sure that I can buy North Korean, Japanese, wherever else it's made other than China.
Yeah, I don't get that because it makes a mess out of their country. I don't get that stance, Frank. I don't see how it benefits them because it doesn't benefit them. It is ridiculous. All right, Joe, thank you. Richie, thank you. Victoria, thank you. 10 before the hour.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
What's happening, brother?
What's going on, Richie?
Sounds so 80s.
It is so 80s. Hulk Hogan is an 80s hat. He just happened to have survived from then until now. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with an overview of movies that are coming out this weekend, amongst other things. And why is the Hulkster in our focus musically here? This is not Hulk Hogan singing, by the way. I want you to get that wrong.
His birthday is today, Doug. He's 64 years young.
Is he?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a daughter who's wrestling, or what do I know his daughter is?
No, Brooke is
a reality
show. She's a singer.
Oh, yes, she's a singer. That's pretty generous to say that, but...
She's not bad.
Really? Have you bought any of her CDs lately?
No, but I know her. I've interviewed her a bunch of times. She's sweet. I like her.
That's
she,
I'm glad.
Like, is she not a chip off the old block, or is she kind of? Like, Meghan McCain is moderately independent, not a chip off the old block, although she obviously likes her father.
Well, let me ask you a question, Doug.
Like her father?
I don't know the answer. Well,
I wasn't asking you.
Well,
I was asking
like her father in what way? She's not a wrestler. I mean, she's very close with her dad.
Does she talk like this?
No. She's very close with her dad, so...
Okay, kind of what I wanted, yeah.
She has a very friendly personality. I would assume he probably is the same way.
Yeah. All right, so what did you start to say,
my question to you, Doug, is did you ever see Hulk Hogan wrestle in an arena?
I did not, no.
Let me
go back to the era when Bobo Brazil was using his Cocoa Butt and Lord Layton was out there, those people. That, I don't remember.
I went to the first WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden back in the 1980s, and I probably attended at least 10 wrestling matches with Hulk Hogan, many at Madison Square Garden, a few at the Meadowlands in New Jersey, and I went to many different sporting events. The electricity in that arena when Hulk Hogan came out, honestly, was as good as anything you'd ever see in a major sporting event. And Hulk Hogan's life
changed
in 1983.
Stop using the term sporting event, please.
Yeah. Well, you know, sports entertainment, excuse me. I want to get the legal definition
in
there.
Before the McMahons took over the WWE?
What's that? It was in the heyday of the McMahon.
It was called the WWF. Hulk Hogan's life changed. He was a wrestler. He was cast in Rocky III playing the character of Thunderlips by Sylvester Stallone. Vince McMahon saw that movie.
That's what we used to call Doug around here.
Yeah. And then Hulk Hogan became the main attraction in the WWF in the 1980s and literally pioneered what you see in wrestling today and made Vince McMahon's brand elevate to the highest of level. He's not the movie star that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was, but in a wrestling ring, there was nobody better than Hulk Hogan. I just want to give him
Do they have training courses, I wonder, in how to talk stupid? That must be what they all get up there.
No, that comes naturally with the training course. How to take a chair over your head. Then you learn how to talk stupid just by taking the chair.
Okay. Yeah, and the ones that could speak the best and be the funny, like Roddy Piper, had a really good wrestling career because he put a microphone in front of him, and the guy was really funny and quite good.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to go through a list of the movies coming out this weekend, see if we can find at least one good one. Stand by, please.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, Chucker, what's up this weekend?
Just really one major release horror film, Annabelle Creation, one of those killer doll movies, Doug. You first or second online for that one?
What do you have for me this weekend? What can I go see?
There's a movie called The Glass Castle, which is based on a best-selling novel about a dysfunctional family. Brie Larson, who won an Oscar for the movie The Room, and Woody Harrelson star. I know the author of the movie is going to be at ESU, the local university in my hometown, to promote it in the next few weeks. I'm not really familiar with the source material, but I know it has a following. It's called The Glass Castle. One bit of TV news of interest. NBC is going to reboot the 60s TV show The Munsters.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that one.
Nothing new in this. They're going to also reboot a couple of other shows. They're trying to figure out how to reboot The West Wing. That would be interesting. Chuck Curry here.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.